Well, this is one of the most interesting things talking to you, Kaylin, I thought was when you talked about forgiveness, you said that in a way you didn't want to ask God for it because you knew he would forgive you.
Mm-hmm. I knew he would. I didn't want it. I didn't deserve it. I didn't feel like I deserved it. Of course, I do deserve it. I know that now. But at the time, I didn't want his forgiveness. I knew he would give me his grace, and I didn't want it, which is very sad when I look back at it. But
well, you said, too, that one of the most difficult things for you to do was to deal with the shame of what had happened and that you didn't want to go back and have to reopen and revisit mm-hmm. those feelings. Why was that so difficult, and how were you able to begin to go through that process?
Sure. You know, I had shoved this down so deep. I was almost convinced of myself that they didn't even happen. And they're so deep. I mean, the thought of having to bring these up on top of all these other addiction things I was dealing with would just seem so overwhelming. And I came up with every excuse why I didn't have to do it because of choir practice or, you know, you name it. And it was going to be in the way. Or it affected my visits on, you know, it just was silly. But it was just the fact that I knew I was going to have to deal with the most shameful part of my life and the most difficult, horrible decision I felt I had made thus far. And I'd made a lot of them, so that says a lot.
As we make the turn and we talk about what you went through in Conquerors and in Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, when was it that God's grace finally began to find its way into your heart and you were able to begin to forgive yourself for what had happened?
I had all kinds of different feelings of shame, but he started to just, they had a lot of Bible verses every week that would be relevant to what we were talking about. And I was really getting into my Bible and my faith. And so I love that where we would go through and everyone's excited to read the next Bible verse and apply it to how you're feeling. And every week just got a little bit easier, a little bit better, and a little more comfortable. Up until the memorial service, the forgiveness week, I said, was really hard, but good. And the memorial service was difficult. We got these really beautiful handmade dolls that memorialized each of our children. And we were to take some time with them. And that was difficult for me. I really put it off. I didn't want, even going through it for however many weeks at that point I didn't want to deal with that portion, the reality that those were my children.
Yeah.
And that is the reality of it. And I needed to come to terms with the fact that I did that to my children and that God still loved me. They still loved me. And that he was going to use it for good, which he has. So that's kind of, I think after the memorial service, we gave them the respect. And that thing really was the turning point for me, I feel like. When I was able to do that, name them and, you know, things like that. So